Welcome to Get Big Out Loud Radio, where we explore living the complex, funny, and beautiful ride of life with me, Carrie Knutson, and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are your thoughts keeping you small? Are you ready to get big? I will offer you ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. Explore what is keeping you small and how to shift your behaviors in order to get big. Learn what is possible for you. Get ready to get big and live life out loud starting now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. This is Carrie Knutson Show. I'm just really honored. I get to get through this complex, funny, and beautiful ride of life with Carrie. Today's show is super important because this is something I need to hear her talk about. Perpetual achievement. Carrie Knutson is, first of all, she has a one-person show she does. She is a coach for those that want to speak. She is a master professional speaker, background in school counseling. Oh my God, she needs to get an award for that. Storyteller, mother. She's not yet wrapped for us, but we're getting ready to do it. And the opposite of me, she's an introvert. And for those of you thinking, oh, seriously, Pat, you're an introvert. She's an extrovert. I'm an introvert. Yes. But when it comes to being on this stage, this is where our energy goes. Today, fasten your seatbelt. Are you all ready? It's the PA show. Carrie.
Perpetual achievement, the PA. I love
the
it.
The PA show. All right. We got to start out by telling people what that means, because I just love it. Perpetual. I just love the sound of that. And I know when that could be so over the top that most of us need to take a nap.
Yes. Well, here's what perpetual achievement means. And I've been thinking about it a lot because I've been thinking about that idea of once you achieve something, everyone, including ourselves, is going, what's next? How am I going to top it? I did this, now what's next? And it's always what's next, what's next. And how rarely is it that we say like, hey, that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that. And then we sit for a hot second in the moment of the achieving the thing we wanted to achieve. We always are on to the next thing. And I feel like our society pushes us. We push ourselves. How we think is a big factor in that, and never being enough, you know, plays in that. So this perpetual achievement is you could do something great. And the whole thing is what's next. How are you going to top that one? And it's not even a hot second after you've achieved the thing. And so that's why I feel like perpetual achievement, we should talk about it, because it's a rat race that no one's going to win. No one's going to prize for. And I would like the goal of today to be like, let's analyze with some compassion why we think we need to perpetually achieve, and how might we ease ourselves back a bit to not only celebrate, you know, the things we've done, recognize the things we've done. And the biggest thing I want to talk today is what would it be like to be satisfied? What does it feel like to be satisfied? So that's all what I've got prepared for today.
Yeah. But let's just start for a minute and talking about the fact that we've done so many shows, Carrie, about achievement. And I need to just talk for a minute. You know me, I'm going to go off with a little pop culture.
You're a lot of pop culture, Dr. Pat, let's be honest.
But I just got to go off with this for a minute, because the MTV awards were on last night. And Emily, I'm going to, you know, really put her to the test. But they went on in the middle of the writer strike. Now, why do I pay attention? Because I'm in media. I mean, I'm part of these media places. You know what I'm saying? I'm part of this arena. So right. I have to be aware, and I have to also be mindful, and I have to be respectful of the people in our craft and what they're fighting for. But the idea of perpetual achievement has many, many layers to it. And you're going to cover the good, the bad, the ugly, right?
Yes.
But when you see people achieve things, you've achieved so much in your life. You know what it's like. You know what it's like to be recognized. But there's perpetual achievement, and there's perpetual achievement. There's PA and PAB, my initials. And PAB doesn't stand for me. It's perpetual achievement burnout.
Oh, yes. And you see that with people, that idea of, and that you bring up the point that I want to make today, which is we have to start with the idea of like, could we enjoy what we have and still have goals and dreams and desires, right? Things that push us forward, things that are helpful to us, right? Could we still want to grow? Could we still say, hey, that was good. And when I do that again, I'd like to switch this up and make it better. Like, can we be on the track, you know, to grow and evolve? Sure. But the part, the damaging, the part where you had the burnout is when you just go faster, stronger, more, bigger, better. That is just a recipe for burnout and suffering. And what happens when people do that is it's never enough. It's never good enough. And it's playing into our perfectionist idea of like, I have to be perfect in everything I do. And really nobody's perfect. But when you do that, your stress level is so high that it leads to burnout. And I always say, I love this saying, perfect is the enemy of good. Sometimes the things we do are good enough to move us forward, to make a change, to connect with that person, to whatever we're trying to do. And you're really, the perpetual achievement burnout versus perpetual achievement growth are two tracks, and they start from the same place, but they go into very different directions. And the perpetual achievement burnout is a lot of what we see in our culture and in our society. And it leads to unhappy people, stressed out people, over people who could have had longer careers, but had get cut short. Also people who don't do something. Like, imagine that person who wants to create some art or write a book or plant a garden or teach a class, and they don't start because they don't know if it's going to be perfect, or they don't start because they don't want to be a beginner, or they don't want to face criticism or judgment. And think of all the things that aren't created because we live in the false fear of all of those things coming true. And that is what keeps a lot of things from happening in this world, from things getting produced, because we talk ourselves out of it before we start because we're afraid of all those things. And that, again, is a dangerous road to be on as well. So yeah. All these things play into each other.
Yeah. I mean, part of this too is, I mean, I want to just be really clear that you and I are really encouraging people to come up and step out. I know we are. I'll tell you, we're doing a number of things, and you know, we're looking at what coming out means. And I think we get a little bit confused, and I know you're going to talk about this, right? Those of us that know what our vision is, our purpose and our goals, we're not doing a balanced life. Because when people talk balanced life, they would love for us to get up at, like, I don't know, when do normal people get up? I get up at like 4. So that's, they tell me that's not normal. But people get up, they go to their jobs, they work, they come home, they take care of family, they do some fun things, right? That was my old life. And played softball and ping pong. But if you have a vision and you have a dream, and a lot of people do right now, Carrie, people are coming off and they got a lot of vision, a lot of dream, they're making changes. We have to figure out how to step into the energy of perpetual achievement and get to the point we want to get to and honor ourselves, don't we, in the process?
Oh, definitely. And this, that's the part of like perpetual achievement. I feel like it should be called perpetual growth.
Yes.
And like, yes. If we made the distinction between growing ourselves and finding our passion, and how lucky are some of us to be living our passion, right? Like, and that energy drives us, and thinking about what's next is great when you're like, oh, look what I've done. Could I do this now? In a way that's curious, that's loving, that's helpful, rather than like, if you didn't do this, you didn't do anything. Like, I've had so many experiences where I felt good about something in my life only to be judged as like, well, you haven't done this yet. Like, if I one time I was so proud of myself for even learning how to use Instagram, right? And I had gotten up to like, I was proud, I was posting on there, I had 100 followers, and I was like, oh my God, 100 people are following. Like, I was like, these are people like I know, right? From gigs or whatever. I was so happy, right? In my young Instagram days. And someone was like, aren't you going to buy any followers? I mean, that's nothing. I mean, you should probably delete your account. That's not even credible. And I was like, well, I was kind of proud of that. Like, I was kind of proud of that. Right. And now I'm up to 800. I'm like proud of that too. But the number doesn't, it's not the thing. But sometimes people do that. Like, you should delete that. And you're like, well, I was kind of proud of it. Or let's say you achieve talking to a crowd of like 500 at one time was huge for me. Then 1,000 was huge. Yeah. Now 1,500. It seems like, well, you haven't spoken to 3,000 yet. I'm like, yes, I haven't. So I guess I haven't made, right? But the whole thing is so interesting that somebody else could, my kids call this yucking their yum. Like someone said, that's good.
What do they
that's
call gross. That? Say that again. What did they say?
Yucking your yum. So like something that you're psyched about. So it's like, that's gross, or I don't like it, or you haven't done it yet. It totally, again, it makes you feel like not enough, like yucking the yum of being like, I just did this cool thing and I'm so proud. Well, did you do that? Or did you have this many? Or is this the marker?
Oh my like gosh.
Somebody else's judgment comes in to feel your joy, to still where you're at in your journey. Because you know what? Someone who has is farther along in their journey, their experience looks a lot different, but it shouldn't take away from your experience and your journey. Yeah. And perpetual growth is like, I'm on a journey, right? So I can show up to the journey where I'm at, not where I'm supposed to be, right? Not where you think I should be. And that's the whole thing of supporting people, like being where you're at and appreciating that. And yeah. then you decide the next thing in your growth journey yeah. versus the perpetual achievement. Like you better have this, check this box, do this thing. This is the marker of your success. External markers versus internal markers.
Yeah. I love this. You need to post that, your trials hashtag right there, your kids, because you post that, Emily will be all over that, because it's such a great phrase. It's such a great phrase, and we do it unconsciously. We're going to take a short break, a very short break. When we come back, I want to pause here for a minute, maybe 30 seconds, not even, because when we come back, I want you to take this next 30 seconds and do one thing. Just do this one thing if you can, because I don't know how Carrie does this, but she's got to be like in my house, like over the weekend, or listening to me try to explain to one of our hosts that numbers, like after 2 months, like looking at your numbers. I mean, ay, ay, ay. We're going to take a short break. But what I want to do, Carrie, is what you suggested. Can we just be in the present? 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Emily, okay? And when we come back, 30 seconds, what do you want to say to yourself? Just in the moment you're in, just breathe it in. Just find something in this moment that you're looking at. Could be anything. Could be this show. Could be looking at the window. Just take a moment in there and just breathe in the gratitude for your breath. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be.
Tune in to the
Imagine what does it feel like?
Are you ready to get big and live your life? Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. to conscious action. If you want to get big and live conscious action, if you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Carrie, before we talk about this, all of you just take it in, because we're going to talk about success next. And the reason we're going to talk about it is because when you're elevating the level of success you want, what do people call it? Up-leveling, side-leveling, it doesn't matter. It is like you're at a place now and you want to have a greater level of, dare I say, achievement. Mm-hmm. And there are ways to go about that. There are ways to go about that. And this is not a one size fits all, but this is what Carrie Knudsen does. Before we do this, please tell people how they're going to find out about you.
Yes, you can go to knutsonspeaks.com. That's K-N-U-T-S-O-N speaks.com. And you'll on there, you'll see I do presentations, I do coaching, I have one woman show. And really you'll see the whole idea behind my business is taking psychology off the couch and bringing it to people. So as a therapist, a lot of people think about coming and sitting on the couch, talking about their mom. And I think about like, let's take psychology and the ideas off the couch. Let's bring it to people. Let's talk about it. Let's get big. Let's like out loud. Let's talk about things that matter. And I love the idea of today, like talking about every month on the show, we talk about something that we think matters. And this idea of perpetual achievement, what is success? How do we measure it? And I love your perpetual achievement burnout. Like I love like that road versus personal growth, like perpetual growth. I love that distinction.
Yeah. I mean, this is about, and this show has always been about, as far as I can remember, about helping people rise up, mm-hmm. right? Helping people achieve things that they wouldn't otherwise have achieved. And yet we're not shying away from what people go through every day. Let's talk about your version of success, because success, look, if you could put two words together, it would be satisfied success. If you could try to put two words together, right? Yeah. Because we have success that we shoot for, and it just, it's even when we think we get it, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and enjoying your success and realizing what success means to you, what does success looks like to you? Like there are so many external markers of success. And I think if you look, the boxes we're supposed to check, most everybody knows like, okay, I better go to high school, college, grad school, job, house, kids, like I should have some traditional check mark. And I should also look beautiful while doing it all and love to cook and have a clean house and know how to be crafty and like check the boxes for education, good looks, cooking skills, travel. Like I should do all the things. And I feel like that the external markers of success leave us all wanting, right? Like if I don't match in any category, I failed. And then also we don't even ask ourselves, do I even want to play in this category? Like for some people, like owning a house, that's the pinnacle of success. Other people like perfectly happy renting. And like, is that really a marker of our success? Like is this homeownership or is having children? Like the idea of like, does everyone need to have children? Like, do we have that as a marker? Or getting married? Like, what if you don't want to get married? Like all the things that we think of traditionally as like, what we're supposed to do. And then I think a lot of people too, who feel such pressure to, you know, go to college and maybe aren't ready yet and think of all the trades and things like that, that a lot of people could do, but like, is there value in being a plumber? Heck yeah. Heck yeah, there is. But sometimes in our society, we're like, well, you didn't get an advanced degree, but you think about those, like, I need a plumber. Everybody does. Like, and someone who wants to go into a trade and really be skilled at that, how much they kind of had to fight against that academic push to say like this is what I really want to do. So we have all these markers of success externally that we tend to, I think, like pick a track and be like, okay, check these boxes, then I'll finally feel successful. But what happens is what we do in our minds, most people say we're in this present moment saying, you know, when this happens, I'll be happy. When this happens, I'll be successful. When this happens, I'll be beautiful or whatever it is. It's always in the future. And we never quite get there. I call this chasing the future, because you think losing the weight, then you will make you happy. And all of that is fleeting in a way, because then the next thing comes and we never quite let ourselves feel satisfied. And so this idea of chasing the future and perpetual achievement is it's a lose-lose game. Because not only does it not give you energy for the journey, but you can never say, I'm happy, I'm beautiful, I'm successful right now. And this is what it looks like for me right now. Yes, I can grow. Yes, I can achieve other things. But what if I found some measure of success now in the present? In the present. And instead of chasing the future. And that is so difficult because we're always supposed to be striving. And it's hard for people to say, in this moment, I'm here. I mean, it really is difficult to say, like, I feel a success. Here's my measure of success for me right now. It's difficult.
Yeah. So here's what we do. Thank you. I said you were like, I don't even know how you do this every show that you pick. I get these and I'm like, oh my God. So we spend our time, really, this is us. We are trying to reinvent the past. Just think about that. Reinvent the past. Do you understand what I mean by that? We're trying to reinvent. You can't reinvent the past. That's why it is the past. But we try to reinvent it. We play it over and over and over again, right? It's like the movie that you spent 10 years to do and you put it out there and now you're trying to reinvent it. You can't take it. And chasing the future. Chasing the future is an energy. Look, I want to talk to you about this. I'm doing a talk. I've been asked to speak in Chicago on May 18th. At Jim Fan is doing an event called Women in the Zone. Now, he's keeping a promise to that he made to his mom on her deathbed to take his very proprietary championship coaching to everybody. He could have picked any group, Carrie, to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He could have picked, I mean, he coaches the top sports athletes, you know, famous people. But he picked women. You see, why? Because he's keeping he's in the present moment of this. He's in the moment of his promise. He's not chasing. So he invites me and Ann Grossman, and I'm emceeing it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but here, I got to talk to you after the show about this. I need your help. But here I'm sitting, and everything goes through my mind. Like, oh my God, I can't lose enough weight. This gabapentin, I'm just trying to, I mean, holy crap. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going to happen if blah, 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 show up there? And, you know, oh my God, it goes over in your mind about things that you have no control over a little. But here's the thing I want to ask you about. You never gave up. You're a keynote speaker. You were shut down in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, bam, you could hear that door shut.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't stop. So I want you to talk for a minute about how in those moments, just like what I'm talking about, if I stay in the moment of this event, which is phenomenal, it's both online and in Chicago, mm-hmm. May 18th, go to Jim's site, jimfannin.com. But if I stay in the moment, my past regrets don't have any room and my future tripping, I'm not going to be able to put, what did your kids say? What was that phrase again?
Yuck your yum.
Yucking my yum on this event, but I could yuck my yum because I yuck my yum all weekend on this event.
Yes.
And I am yucking the yum and I'm sitting there like a phenomenal opportunity. And in the middle of this work with Jim, I start my nonprofit, but I'm still yucking the yum.
Yes.
You need to share what you did. A
sure.
Top speaker, COVID, your door shut. What'd you do?
So this speaks so much to like that example of like, you're doing something, then the door shut. What do you do? And you have to start again. I have to do something new or different, or this is out of my comfort zone. So now I've got my imposter syndrome coming in because what I normally do, it's beyond that scope. So like, you know, when the world shut down for COVID, it was beyond my scope to do a virtual presentation. And my comfort zone was live stages, live people, interacting. I didn't even know where my USB port was. Honestly, Dr. Pat, I never even turned on my video. I know my computer had video capabilities. I did not know how to find it, right? I had never done any kind of thing. And so what happened to me was that I had to find something in me to say, it's not going to be like what it was. And you have to show up to this moment, not the moment you wanted or you planned, but this moment, which you know what that means? You're going to have to learn some stuff. You're going to have to be awkward and you're going to have to try. And you can't lie in the shadow of perfectionism and paralyze yourself into comparing what you did on a live stage to what you're going to do virtually. And that whole thing about, we want to just keep showing up the way we show up. And in new environments, when we're being pushed, we have to be like, this is apples to orange, not apples to apples. And I have to see myself in a new way. So for what you're talking about, the idea, I love this quote so much. If you're living in the past, you're probably depressed. If you're living in the future, you're probably anxious. If you're living in the present, you can probably find peace. Sometimes the present is awkward. Sometimes it pushes us and our imposter syndrome comes up. But if you can stay in the present and find peace with whatever's happening, then you won't, like you said, the imposter syndrome comes. Can I do this talk? Who am I to do this? Did I lose enough weight? Do I have the right outfit?
Oh,
are my,
my
slides
God.
Okay? Who's going to judge me? And your brain is like off the charts, off the charts. And you, that's why you have to use your conscious mind to be like, okay, I see what you're doing, brain. I see you do not want to learn something new. I see it's hard for you to show up in this space. I see that you think you're not enough. Or that if only this would happen, you would feel better. We're always looking to feel ready, feel better, feel in the moment. And honestly, very rarely are we ready for anything. Very rarely do I get like 100% ready for this. No, but we lie to ourselves like magically we're supposed to. If you look at most of your life, you're not ready, especially for new things when you have to ask questions and it's awkward or it's a different space for you. And that's why it's important to remember this idea of like when you're faced with newness and imposter syndrome jumps in or somebody asks you to do something and you're like, who me? I like this idea of like, instead of saying, who am I to? That's like the worst question you could say. You have to say, who am I not to? Who am I not to? I'm somebody and I don't have to be perfect to be really, really good. Literally, no one is expecting perfection. And to you, you're like 80%. To someone else might be like 110. They may think you rock the stage and they may think you did the best job ever or wrote the most beautiful book or did the best painting, you know, or something, or that your garden was gorgeous, whatever you did, whatever you contributed. Your judgment of yourself is a lot harsher than most people's judgment of you.
I love that we're talking about that. I feel you on this. When we come back, we're going to talk about this because you are an emotional intelligence expert. I am the queen of being positive centric. Now, what that means is I allow for the 80-20 rule. 20% of the time I'm this weekend and I'm thinking all about the yuck and the yum. I got the yuck in the yum over the weekend. And this is what's happening. And the empathy that we have for people today, Carrie, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about this. I had the greatest epiphany for us and what we can do to help people over the weekend. Because what I realized is where it's so easy to fall into the illusion of becoming so positive that you forget that people have gone through a tough time. So the question really is, what can you do about it? What can you change? What is it that we step out in the world with? When we come back, we're going to talk about this. And by the way, what do you think I did after one of my biggest talks down at Benaroya Hall, when I walked on stage right before introducing Shirley MacLaine and tripped on these new shoes? Let's take a short break. When we come back, I need the t-shirt.
You're driven. And it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit Kahlberg Coaching.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Carrie Knudsen. This is Get Big Out Loud.
Get Big Out Loud. Get Big Out Loud.
Yes. Sorry. Just having a moment.
You're on fire this show.
I love this show today. Perpetual achievement. Look, in anything in life, and let's talk about this. I want you to give out your website again. I want you to get everybody on board with what you're up to. See, there's this thing that women strive for. And before the break, I was telling you this weekend, there are a number of things that happen. Some things happen. I had one of my producers just very unprofessionally quit. No notice. Just like, and Linda's like, what the bleep? And I made a decision as to the type of producers now I'm going to hire. More Emily's and more Sierra's, for sure. But that's on the heels of doing this really cool event, Women in the Zone. That's on the event of getting advice from Mr. Fannin, Jim Fannin. Just a little call. He was coaching me on ping pong 10 days ago. And then out of that, I get up, I go to the computer, and I hire an attorney group to start my nonprofit in record time, 7 days. My nonprofit was registered in the state of Washington. I have one form to, by 10 days, my big brown binder came in the mail. Now, we're not talking about the abusive nature that perpetual achievement can cause us. Mm-hmm. There's a version of this that hovers in the beauty and the energy of success. I want you to share with people what you're up to today because and what your future is, because you didn't just keep on a rolling during the pandemic. You reinvented yourself. You made major changes, decisions. And here you are today, based on being in the moment of that, you created the future. So give us an update.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to think about too, when you define success. Like if I say my story and I own it in this moment, saying professional therapist, decided to become a speaker, do speaking, feel good in front of audiences. Pandemic happens, no travel, no audiences. Reinvent self online, try, learn, grow, what it means to be virtual, and keep going, right? And to me, that idea of now on this end of it, like what's so interesting to me is like, I have a podcast now. But like, I didn't even know how to listen to a podcast before. I didn't even know the value of a podcast. Now I have one, right? I also didn't know the value of how many people you could reach online, right? And now I know the value because I was in it for the ride. And when you think about anything you start, like if you look at my first few online presentations, not even first few, probably first 30, so much room for improvement, so much learning curve. When you think about this podcast, if you listen to the first few episodes, so much room for improvement, right? Compared to now. But what happens is what we tend to do is we look back very rarely. We very rarely look back and be like, wow, look how far I've come. Look what I've done to get me here. What we tend to do is look forward and be like, look how much further I have to go. Look how much I haven't achieved yet. And that whole idea of like, well, what if you look back and saw like, damn, I'm making some progress. Like, this is what success looks like for me. When you say, tell your story, sometimes it can be so good for us all to tell our stories. Where'd you start? Where are you now? What's your measure of success? And for me, saying like, I could do a virtual event, a pre-recorded event. I could do coaching calls with people all over the world now that I couldn't do before. You know what I mean? Like, that to me is success and not giving up. In other parts of my story, especially when it didn't look pretty or when I like couldn't figure out technology or something, like maybe my success in those moments were just not quitting. Maybe the measure of success in those moments, I didn't quit. Or another measure of success might be I asked for help. I asked for help from someone who knew more than me, right? Or I let my ego, you know, put out of the way to be like, hey, I could use some help getting better at this, right? Or I want to do it not because someone said I should, because I have this internal drive, but not from a place of criticism, from a place of love. Also from a place of like, I love what I do. I wanted to be good at it. So instead of criticizing myself into good, so how about I get help or support? Also, how about I look back quite a bit in the journey and be like, dang, because I am proud of the journey. And that is giving me encouragement as I look forward. But this is, again, so many times we're like this and we never bother to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, look, what you said is so important and we've gotten really good at it. I mean, Jessica and I talked over the weekend and, you know, I'm sure when Emily and Sierra came in, we're a little shocked by the news, but we weren't. You know, we thought to ourselves, we have asked the universe and spirit to give us the team we need to build a dynamic future and expansion from mm-hmm. this point on to the end of the year, to now launch crowdfunding, to be able to really launch Women in Media, a 501. I mean, a nonprofit at a 501 status, right? In 10 days in the state of Washington. Thank you. Thank you, Washington. You know, like Ryan Reynolds does.
Well, and to your point, what you're saying right now is how many times do we stop and just say, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, universe. Thank you, Washington. Because you know what? Your nonprofit is just starting. You have a lot of work to go. But imagine instead of being like, well, I got the binder. Now I have to do this. Instead of saying, thank you. Thank you for this moment, for this opportunity, for this binder that I need, for how fast it went. Or like for me, doing an event and after the event, instead of rushing off to the next event, being like, thank you for those people.
Yeah.
Moment. And like really centering myself and like, I get to do this work. I get to do what I want to do. Like, and just be grateful. And how many times do we stop what we're doing on our way to the next thing to just stop it? Could I be grateful for anything now? Can I appreciate something in the moment now? And can I say those words to the universe or even myself? Thank you. Or can I see myself as an appreciative person of the moment, not of the final outcome? If I can only appreciate the final outcome, I'm going to be waiting for a long time. But if I could be thankful on the journey, imagine how you would feel.
Yeah.
Imagine how that would fuel you. Imagine how that would be part of perpetual growth instead of perpetual achievement.
I want to just talk about this for a minute because I don't want people to get the illusion that we don't think big, for one moment, because in order for you to achieve what you achieved coming out of the pandemic, doing what you did, you had to get big out loud, but you had to think big out loud. Mm-hmm. You had to go through the exercises saying, I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to redirect things. I'm going to talk to my family about it. I'm going to make some decisions. And then, funny, you and I went through the past couple of years with a little toe incident. I had to look up the spiritual meaning of that. Mm-hmm. But here we are today. And I just want to be clear to everybody out there. You know, yucking on your yum. I'm going to say this about it. You have yum in the present. You have yum in the past, and you have yum in the future. Mm-hmm. And doubt is one of the greatest yucks that you can put. And doubt about the past is called regret. You see, doubt about the present, right? You feeling me, everybody, on this? When you start going back in your past, when doubt creeps in, it's called regret. Regret is one of the most toxic, and regret will stop your manifestation flow before you can even talk about what you want your future about. The minute you say, oh, I would like to have that beautiful, but you're living over here on the card that you didn't get. Let's talk about a big vision, success, and what we need to do to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got that achievement word in there, Carrie.
Yeah, but see, achievement and success, to me, redefining it for ourselves and in the moment would be so powerful. That would be one of the most powerful things we could do to redefine it. That would help us. Like, notice that you're nervous about your big opportunity, right? And that you're waffling back and forth about this imposter syndrome and who am I? And if you thought about, would success in this case be saying yes and showing up and being open to this opportunity, knowing that I have a lot of history, that someone, it wasn't a fluke I got asked to do this. Like, I'm somebody. I got something to say, right? Like, and then I can own my past success and it will help me. I have all the skill sets I need. I find out I can get help for them. And if I can find the courage to stay in the moment. And that's what I think courage, sometimes people say, I need courage to do this thing. And I often think it's not courage to do the thing. It's courage to stay in the moment, not go to the past, not dredge up your regrets, not worry about the future, but like staying in the moment allows you to be present to what is. And sometimes to me, like present to your success of what, like I have to tell you, like, you know how you said you tripped, did your big things that you tripped from a lot of people?
Did I never told you what I did after I tripped?
Yeah, what did you do after you tripped?
I took my shoes off and I auctioned them and I gave it to a charity. I did. I'm like, okay, it's a moment. I didn't fall, but you know, you trip enough to know you really almost fell. Yeah. And they were brand new shoes and it was just weird, right? And I looked at that and I looked at the audience and I said, that's how to kickstart. I made a joke of it, but I literally took them off. And I said, you know what, later on, we're going to auction these shoes and all of the proceeds are going to go. There's an organization that feeds children in Seattle. And right. That's what I did. Now, I'm not saying I got $1 million, but I did get like a couple thousand dollars for them.
Right. And the thing is, you're in the moment, you made a joke, right? You were able to course correct. And know what? Nobody is thinking about the trip. They're thinking about, look how well she handled that. And then they moved on. Then they just moved on, right? So because you could be in the present moment of the experience, that allows us to feel like that to me is a measure of success. Could I manage a wardrobe malfunction and still be successful? Yes, success. And we have to like think of the smaller things as success, right? Because again, it has to be perfect and has to be totally complete to be successful, you'll be waiting to feel like a success. And to show up in places, I feel like in the moment, I need to feel some level of confidence in my present level of success to go for the journey of future success, right? You have to show up with that level of confidence, and it can't be like liquid confidence or fake confidence or ego confidence. It has to be that idea of like, I'm in this moment and I'm enough. And whatever I'm offering is enough. And I don't have to be perfect to be really, really good. And I'm going to redefine success. So I'm like, for me, speaking in front of 1500 people now looks really different than it did at the beginning. But if I never would have spoken to 50 or 100 people, you better, how would I get here? You have to start to get better. You have to do, if I never would have said yes to a virtual gig, I wouldn't have done, I've done 176 now virtual gigs in the last few years, right? Also, if I would have been too scared to say yes to you and to doing this podcast, like I would never have these amazing conversations and get a chance to put my work in the world in a totally different way, right? If I don't say yes to the moment that I'm in, not the moment I wish I were in, not the moment that just passed, but the moment that's right now.
All right. So I want to just hit you up with this because I've made this very clear. I'm in my 32nd year, going on my 33rd year this year of recovery. And so one of the blessings of my life, you know, 1990, that thing showed up for me and it changed my life. Everything changed after that. I was able to see my life, my future, my present. I was able to see what was out of integrity because alcohol and drugs will cloud your judgment, right? They will do that. And I did that since I was like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. But I learned a prayer, and it is a prayer. They call it a prayer, but let me just say it this. It is this thing, and I want you to comment on it because it is the most powerful lesson I've ever had. And it is the one where you say, God, universe, whatever you believe in, Buddha, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Give me the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. And the original prayer from what they found was, it was by a doctor, Dr. Niebuhr. God, give me the serenity to accept things which cannot be changed. Give me the courage to change things which must be changed and the wisdom to distinguish one from the other. See the meaning, how to accept things that cannot be changed, like mm-hmm. I write, and then change the things that must be changed. If we did that, we're not ruminating over the past.
Yes, because you're in the present.
We're right? Focusing,
and you also
right?
have power. It doesn't say change the things you can perfectly. It doesn't show up to life perfect, ready to go. It's like be committed to something. Be passionate about something. Be interested in something. Whatever that may be. And again, we kind of prescribe, well, be interested in making a lot of money or having this many degrees or whatever. Like, be interested in making the world a better place and in exploring what's possible for you. And to me, sometimes I think when my work with kids, sometimes I'm like, be interested in making the life for this child a little bit better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or making this neighborhood better or yeah. connecting with someone. Be interested in maybe making a really authentic connection that changes someone's outlook.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is, being present in that moment and to change the things you can and the wisdom to know the difference. I love the idea of what's the wisdom piece. And that to me, the wisdom is the fine line between trying to control the uncontrollable, trying to be perfect, trying to force everything when you know things are in a certain time and place, they happen versus forced. For these numbers, like at 30, I better have this. At 40, I better have this. At 50, I better have like these.
That's all man-made. I mean, I part of my talk is going to be using an acronym I use for time. Time is a man-made construct. Mm-hmm. It is like we somehow got some mechanical way to do time. The universe doesn't know time. But this is part of the journey. This is what you're talking about. This is what's so excited about it. Because, you know, over the weekend, I had a major epiphany, like right after this show, I'm going to be talking to our talent team. Because I realized that I started this network in the middle of a severe economic crisis. Remember 09? Do you remember 08 and 09, 2009, 10? Horrific economic downturn. So many people, so many. And the network started. And I realized we did that with the energy of giving back. We're going to do that again. And I have a call to just say to the team, look, we need to reach people to let them know we know them. We want to help them rise up like the phoenix again. We're going to create something incredible for people to have a voice in this world because so many feel shut off. But you and I, we had a few tools that helped us rise up. Now we got to help others, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is so valuable in terms of like what's needed now for the journey
now.
And what we need to show up with that energy. And I don't think it's the false, I call this like the false Red Bull energy. Like I'm just going to chug a drink and then be courageous, like, or have my caffeine fix, whatever. The energy we get to move forward to me comes from recognizing in ourselves, like I have a right. I have the right to feel how I feel about something. Like I have special things that make me that puts these things that only I can put out into the world. Like I have gifts and talents that I want to pursue and put out in the world. And I have, like, I feel like it's our obligation almost to encourage people to share their special gifts and their special ways that only there can share them, because the world needs more of that. and less of what people think they should be doing, right? And that bringing that energy, and I call it like the softness of also of it. It doesn't feel harsh. It doesn't feel go, go, go. It doesn't feel false in any way. It's kind of sometimes the quiet courage to show up as you where you're at, and also to be proud of yourself without having your ego lead the way. Like, look at me, I'm so great, versus like, hey, I'm proud of how I show up. I care about putting quality things in the world. Like, I have standards that I like to meet. Like, I don't have to be perfect to be really, really good. And the things I want to put out, I want them to be really, really good. Like, I think having that mindset really helps push things forward in a way that doesn't feel forced, or doesn't feel like I'm on someone else's track. And then that will allow, I think, also to look back enough to say, like, I've come a long way, baby. You know, like, I've come a long way. And I know I have further to go, but I can appreciate the journey and where I am on it. And I'm going to say one more thing. I was saying to someone, this was a while ago, but I was talking to someone about, like, oh, I just haven't done. And I was listening to some things I hadn't done yet. And she's like, well, Carrie, the rest of us are watching Netflix and are happy with our one degree. So while you're off worried about whatever, she's like, give yourself a break, because the rest of us are enjoying Netflix. And I just had to giggle a little bit, because she was like, slow down, sister, like, have some perspective. And I think that the thing is perspective on ourselves compared to only us, not compared to anyone else, compared to like, my life, me living me without comparison leaves me so much space to be me. With comparison, I'm either losing or I'm winning. Ha ha, I'm ahead of you. I'm either like way far behind or I'm winning. So that whole idea of comparison is a thief of the journey. If I block out comparison, I have freedom. I have freedom to show up as me and to be proud of myself and to be thankful of this moment while still planning for the next. But to be in this moment, be like, I'm grateful, or I'm happy, or I'm proud right now. And isn't that enough?
Yeah. Isn't that why we're doing what we're doing today? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't this part of this journey to really share with people? You know, look, I told you that one of the preliminary titles for my talk is called From Begging to Bacon, mm-hmm. because I realized how much we beg. We beg at a very young age. You know, begging is one of these words we don't use, but it's such a voice on the inside that we have. Please just give me more ice cream, more chocolate, more toys, more. Mm-hmm. And we get into the energy of that. And you know, there's nothing wrong with it, because there were points in my life where I begged for money at the Port Authority. Mm-hmm. I did. I dived dumpsters for hot dogs, right? But how do you go from that energy? That's what you're talking about today. You're talking about a level of achievable success that will have our dreams come true.
Yes.
Thank you for today.
Yes. Then thanks for allowing the space for that. And if I look back at the podcast and see the growth and the achievement, I feel proud when I say this is number 34. But if I didn't do number 3 or number 5 or number 7, I never got to 34, right? Or certainly not number 1, right? Like if you don't measure, like, but what are doing our first podcast was success because I learned how to use an external mic, and right, like, that's a great thing, and I ordered it, right? And then doing 2 was like, how does the format work? And then the third one was like, speaking up a little more, right? Like, and you remember when I was so anxious, like, to be like, you do the whole thing, Dr. Pat, and now I'm showing up like a boss, like, all right, let's talk. And you got to start to get better, and you have to allow yourself the space to be a beginner, but you also have to allow yourself the space to be like, I am a success right now. Even if it's not perfect, me showing up, me trying, me being in that space with my attitude of gratitude and not yucking my own yum will set the stage for success, will set that stage for you to feel it in the moment, all the while knowing you can grow, knowing, but you're going to do perpetual growth, not perpetual achievement and burnout. You're going to take a different track because you're using your mind to keep you in that space.
Yeah. Carrie, what's your personal message? This is so good. And please tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, please go to Knutson Speaks. That's K-N-U-T-S-O-N speaks.com or Instagram, where I'm all an Instagram person now, and I have a Facebook page if you want to see what I'm doing and catch up with where I'm traveling or who I'm speaking to. Instagram and Facebook are a great way. And if you want to talk to me about how I can provide any kind of service to you or your organization, reach out to me through my website.
Last thing. Last word. What do you want to leave us with?
I want to leave you with this idea of it is possible for you to redefine success at any age, at any stage of your life. If you own what success looks like to you, you are limitless. And no matter if you're super young and listening to this or older and listening to this, and think like, who am I to do whatever the thing is? Like, you can redefine success at any moment, and also in different areas of your life. Don't think like I'm either as successful as a person or like not. To me, I'm like, here's where I am as a speaker. Here's how I'm doing as a mom. Here's what I'm doing as a wife. Here's what I'm doing as a pet owner. Here's how I'm doing as a neighbor and a friend. Like, we can think of our lives as rich, complex pieces of success. It doesn't always have to be our work life is a success. My biggest success to me is having a good marriage. So then I can show and have a stability for my children. That to me, success, right? And feeling like I'm working towards that. So think about your own life. You can have pockets of areas. It's not your whole life is either a failure or success, or your work is not a measure of your worth. It's not. And so think of that as a different way to look. What areas?
That's a Carrie Knutson quote right there. Work is not a measure of your worth. Carrie Knutson. Carrie, thank you so much. Emily, thank you. All of you out there, thank you. Remember, this is about the message for you to have the most amazing, satisfied success. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
All right, everybody. See you next time.
You have been listening to Get Big Out Loud Radio, where we explore the complex, funny, and beautiful ride of life with me, Carrie Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will help you to know which thoughts are keeping you small in order for you to get big. Get big and live your life out loud. For more information, visit KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.